أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم ثمانين جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. And those who launch a charge against chaste women, then support not their claims with four witnesses, then punish them with 80 stripes and reject their evidence ever after. And these are transgressors unless they repent thereafter and mend their ways, that Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. For a healthy and respectful social atmosphere, it is required that every person's chastity be maintained and respected, and his property also be respected. So Islam has awarded the highest level of respect to chastity and property. If there is any discrepancy in that respect, then Islam takes it very seriously. One is the maintaining of chastity, and number two is to publicize any such crime that relates to chastity. So reporting such crime or broadcasting such crime is also a very serious affair. Unless and until one is not absolutely clear and certain about this, then you can't even talk about it, let alone coming to court and making such an allegation. You cannot even talk about this. Talking about such a thing will amount to a scandal. It will amount to a serious crime that is punishable by law. So any person that is coming under the ambit of muhsanat, he is an adult, Muslim, sane person, and any person charges him of any indecent behavior here will refer to zina. So you launch a charge against any person for indecent behavior. And thereafter, you cannot support this claim with four witnesses. So not only must the person that is making the charge absolutely certain, but he must also be able to support this claim and this allegation with four witnesses. So then only can he speak about it. Before this, he is not even allowed to speak about it. But in the case, in a situation where he has made this type of a charge and he doesn't have the adequate witnesses to support him, then such a person is counted as a criminal. So such a criminal must be punished with 80 stripes, and his civic right of giving evidence will be cancelled permanently. So one is, he'll be punished with 80 stripes, and number two, he loses permanently his civic right of giving evidence in any situation. So these are the two punishments that the Quran Sharif speaks about. And the third punishment is, such people are transgressors. That is, they are criminals. And they will be treated as criminals unless they repent thereafter and mend their ways. Then Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. So the two punishments are standard. One is that such a person who makes such a scandal and he reports such cases and he doesn't have the adequate evidence to support that claim, then such a person is going to be punished with 80 stripes. This is standard and this cannot be cancelled. The second thing that also cannot be cancelled is that his evidence, his right to give any evidence will be also cancelled permanently. He doesn't have the right to give evidence in any situation. Because it would sound that this person is unscrupulous. He's not careful of how he conducts himself. He speaks about things unscrupulously, thereby bringing disgrace and bringing humiliation in society, in community. So he's not a scrupulous person. Hence, permanently, his right to give any evidence in any situation will be totally cancelled. The third punishment is such a person would be counted as a criminal, fasiq, criminal, transgressor, like how in our community, in our circles, a person is guilty of drugs, then he is looked down upon with contempt. So he is, so as to say, he is to some level ostracized. So similar will be the case with such a person. He will be counted as a criminal. He will not be afforded the type of respect that a decent, respectable citizen enjoys. He will be counted as a fasiq, as a criminal. Unless such a person repents thereafter, after he's made this error, he's made this mistake, he repents thereafter and then corrects his conduct, his behavior, improves his way, he's really remorseful for what he has done, and then we will not call him a criminal any longer. He will also enjoy the same amount of respect, though the punishment will continue, the 80 stripes, and his civic right of evidence being permanently cancelled, that will continue. But now we will not look at him with contempt any longer, nor will he be ostracized from the community. He won't be looked at disgracefully. Rather, he will be given all the privileges that a normal citizen is given. Why? Because he was remorseful and he had corrected his behavior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful for these type of situations where the person is remorseful and he's sincere about correcting his behavior. May Allah give us tawfiq.